The scripture reading is Amos chapter 3 verse 7. Let me read. Surely the Lord God does nothing unless He reveals His secret counsel to His servants, the prophets. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters, before I get into the message, I have something to add for the previous sermon. In the third session of prophecy, I explained about the prophecy of the third election of the Prime Minister Thatcher. For that, we played the audio of my explanations that I gave the congregation in the sermon on June 14, 1987. Let us hear it once again. It's the audio from June 14, 1987. Since the word manly is mentioned, God sometimes reveals to me some important events of the world situations. I usually don't talk about them. He lets me know about things that will happen in Korea, but I usually keep my mouth shut. But Friday, I spoke a little bit. I read a newspaper article about Thatcher's third term as a lady prime minister. When God was explaining to me about her, He commended her very much. God says, she's manly or manlike. God says she loves God and her people, and she's good-hearted, and she's a manlike lady. That's what God reveals to me. God did not exactly say Thatcher would become the prime minister for her third consecutive term, but He explained to me about her. It is in the same way He explained to me about Reagan and other important world events. So I prayed about it. If I don't pray about it, I wouldn't know what it really means. Where is Pastor Sung-Suk Lee? Please find the cassette tape and play it. Just the part about Thatcher. Just play that particular part so we can hear what words God gave to us. Please find it and play it later so we can all hear. So I asked Pastor Sung-Suk Lee to play the cassette tape later. And it was the prophetic message I received on June 11, 1987. I did not let you hear that particular prophetic message, but I actually read a part of the prophetic message later. It was about God's commendation for Margaret Thatcher. I am elaborating on this now because I did not explain it clearly last week. It was June 11th when God the Father gave me His word commending Margaret Thatcher, and it was the day when they were electing the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. The election was held on June 11th, 1987. So, when I was receiving the revelation of God in Korea on the 11th, the election in the UK was not finished yet because of the 9 hours of time difference. Obviously, nobody knew the result. But God the Father let me know already that Thatcher would be elected for the third term. Let me read the prophetic message given on June 11th once again. Prophetic message given on June 11th about Thatcher's election. You heard and know about the country where there is a lady ruler. She is lovely in my sight. She was not even a very good believer in God, but God says she is lovely in His sight. She has boldness like a man, and she is always humble and gentle in all respects, even though she doesn't know clearly about God. She looks up to God. So what does God command? She is bold. Of course, she must be as the prime minister, and she's, and yes, she is always humble and gentle. So even though she is not really a good believer in God, she looks up to God and she tries to have no shame before God. She tries her best in all the politics. She does not want to take her own glory. She tries the best to have all the qualities of a lady leader in an attempt to govern her country. For this reason, I love and acknowledge this country. Truly, I say to you, even if she was put in a dark alley, she can handle all the things with boldness. She acts in a way that she can be recognized. For this reason, she will receive the grace of God. So what does that mean? That she will receive the grace of God. It means she would win in the election. Namely, Thatcher would win the election once again to become the prime minister. In this way, God the Father let me know in advance the result of the election that was being held in the UK. It is something that nobody can deny because we have all the documentations, the sermons, the cassette tapes, the date and the hour. Dear brothers and sisters, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, children of Sunday school. Deuteronomy 18:22 says, when a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing does not come about or come true, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You shall not be afraid of him. If a prophet speaks what God has revealed to him, it will certainly be fulfilled. Of course, the point in time at which the prophecy is fulfilled can be different from human thoughts. Since the opening of the church, I have given so many prophecies that God had given me. There are also many things that I only told to my entourage or top leaders in the church. There are still more things that I know all by myself without telling anybody. Among so many prophecies until now, there was no single prophecy that was wrong. For this reason, I can so confidently tell you all here. It is that God is alive and He is all-powerful and all-knowing. God controls the history of mankind, blessing and a curse of mankind. He knows everything. Please keep this fact in mind. In doing so, I hope you will only live by the Word of God. Then you will be able to experience the delicate hands of the Father God, who knows everything that will come, and give glory to Him. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will all be led to the ways of blessings through these sermons on prophecies. Even the unbelievers say, oh, nobody knows about tomorrow. What will happen tomorrow? Only God knows. But as for me, I'd like to correct that. If you go into Holy Spirit, you can generally have an idea. You can have a general idea about tomorrow. Not exactly, but a general idea about tomorrow. Why? If you go into spirit. Because they know they will not face any disasters. They will not face any tests or trials. If there is any test, it is only a blessing. They know they won't get any disease. They know they won't get involved in any traffic accident and die. God always protects them. And because they receive the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, they have a general idea about what will be going on. If they don't know anything, maybe If they get involved in a traffic accident and die, it means they don't know about it. But that is only for men of flesh. For men of Holy Spirit, something like that will never happen. They will always be protected. They know, so they know for sure that they won't get involved in such an accident. And they know they will never have any cerebral bleeding, hemorrhage. If they don't commit sins leading to death, nobody will get the cerebral hemorrhage because they stand against God and they don't live by the word of God and they pass judgment and condemnation on God. They get such a condition. If they live by the word of God, they will not face it. I know from the examples of my church members, those who live by the word of God, they don't get diseased, they don't face any disasters. For the last 20, 30 years, they don't get anything. Even for your children, those who are in their teens or early 20s, they were born and they were raised here attending this church and they don't get sick. And I've never heard any children get sick, get diseased. If they do, it means they committed sins leading to death. If they don't commit such sins, it'll never happen to them because God protects His children. So something like that will never happen. It's same for the unbelievers. If they don't commit sins leading to death, they won't face such a serious problem. But is that okay with the unbelievers? But they will not be saved. Continuing from the last session, I will talk about the prophecies about political events in South Korea and the relationship with North Korea. There was a re-election on July 21st, 1998. Before the re-election was held on July 21st, 1998, we put Cho Jeon-chil Sang on the weekly bulletin, which is Cho Jeon-chil Sang. At that time, Cho Se-hyung and Jeon Jae-hee were in very close competition in the election. Jeon Jae-hee was a mayor for 2 terms. So the other party was worried that their candidate Cho Se-hyung wouldn't be elected. But then Mr. Cho Se-hyung came to receive my prayer. He came to my office to receive my prayer. Therefore, the result was already known. So I let you know that he would beat Jeon Jae-hee by saying Cho, Jeon, and in this order. Also, the 7-3 meaning 7 and 3 meant that among the re-elections in 7 places held at that time, Cho Se-hyung's ruling party would win 3. As a whole, it meant Cho Se-hyung would beat Jeon Jae-hee and his party would win 3 places among the 7 places where re-election was held. So some people say, why do you make it so difficult? Why wouldn't you just directly say it? Cho Se-hyung would beat Jeon Jae-hee. Can I say that? That is against the election law. And that news will be spread to Jeon Jae-hee too. It will cause a problem. You know, they will sue me and everything. I can't say if it's against the law. So I can't do that. But then, can I say it later? No. What is the use of saying it later? Who will believe it? So I have to prophesy before it happens. That is why I have to put it like in a code. There is a July 24th, 1998, a sermon video. Those of you who read the weekly bulletin carefully, you'd have noticed something was written at the end of the church news. What was it? 조, 전, 73. Yes. You have seen it at the weekly bulletin. If you have seen it, please raise your hands. Yes, put them down. About two-thirds saw it. I said I would give prophecies beginning from the second half of this year. As I prophesied on July 1st, God came down on July 3rd, and as I prophesied on July 10th, God came down once again on July 17th. And on the following Sunday, I put the prophecy in the weekly bulletin about the re-election in seven places, which would be held the following Tuesday. So, 조전 means 조세형 of the governing party, and his opponent, 전 제희, who was a mayor for two terms in Gwangmyeong City, or they were in very close competition. Also, the turnout was low in that constituency, and women's turnout was relatively higher. So they thought Jeon Jae-hee had more chance, for she was a woman. The polls suggested Cho Se-hyung was likely to lose. Furthermore, Cho Se-hyung was not from that area. He came from another area, so he was in an unfavorable situation. But before the election, he visited our church. And when I was praying for him, God was pleased. Then God let me know that he would be elected. That is why I put Cho Jeon with Mr. Cho in the front. It meant between Mr. Cho and Ms. Jeon, Mr. Cho would win. 73, which is 7-3, means that among the seven constituencies having a re-election, Mr. Cho's party would win three of them. So among the seven places, the opposition party would win four and the ruling party would win three. As a whole, 조전 73 means candidate Cho Se-hyung would be elected, and among the seven constituencies, the ruling party would win three of them. I explain it only now because it would have violated the election laws to say anything before the election. For this reason, I just put the acronyms in the bulletin, and I am explaining the meaning now. I told you to look at the weekly bulletin carefully. I said I would sometimes make prophecies in the weekly bulletins. 73 means the ruling party would win three places. I think many people don't even read the weekly bulletins. I told you to read at that time, but there were some who didn't even see. You'd have asked what this means if you saw it. It was a financial crisis in 1997. On December 3rd, 1997, South Korea had a serious financial crisis, and we signed an agreement with the International Monetary Fund, or the IMF, to receive financial help. President of that time, Kim Il-sung, was not even aware of such a problem until he had a telephone conference with Deputy Prime Minister Kang Kyung-sik. We had a financial crisis, but the president was not aware, the government was not aware of the seriousness of the problem. If they knew, they would have reported to the president and prepared something. Even the president did not know the situation was going to get that bad and serious. Then how did I let you know before this crisis came? What did I tell you? We have prayer titles given by the Father God every year. And He gave us thriftiness for the year 1996. Thriftiness. God let us prepare in advance, and further, He let me know that great economic crisis would come. How strange it is to give us a prayer title of thriftiness as a prayer title. But He gave that, and He let me know in advance. So in the church workers' devotional service in 1996, I preached with the title Blessing Through Thriftiness. Let's watch the video of January 28, 1996. Dear brothers and sisters and workers, now what do we have to do to fulfill this word? First, you leaders and the rest of the church members must become thrifty. Dear brothers and sisters, in this year, one of the annual prayer titles given by God was thriftiness. If you truly and properly know and believe in the Almighty God, you can understand we will face a difficult time for Him to give us such a prayer point. It means we will have a very difficult year. Why would God tell us to be thrifty? It's because the economic situation will be difficult. If you are really praying with this prayer title this year, you would try to become thrifty. Those of you who are praying would have certainly become thrifty. Because God told us to become I knew in advance from last year that tests would come and financial crisis would come. That is why I just had three side dishes since we were in the old sanctuary. And right before South Korea got a loan from the IMF, the year before last, it was about a couple of weeks before it happened, that I began to make some bus tickets available so that students and those who are in need could come to church freely. I prepared for them with my own money. Then very soon after Korea received a loan from the IMF, because God let me know in advance, I prepared and prayed for the things that were necessary. When tests and trials were forthcoming, God let me pray about them. He also let me know why such tests would come so I could explain on the altar. Then after time passed, we could see they were fulfilled. God commanded thriftiness of us a long time ago. For the 96th Church Workers Devotional Service, God gave us the message with the title Blessing Through Thriftiness. Also, before our country had a financial crisis, God moved my heart so I could set the example by being the first to practice being thrifty. Right before the crisis broke out, God moved my heart to help students and the church members in need by preparing bus tickets for them to come to church. And among the church workers and leaders, who tried to save your spending and become thrifty? If you have been trying to save every penny in everything and trying to cut off the spending to the fullest extent, you wouldn't have suffered from the financial difficulty that you are having now. I always want to advise my family to cut the spending first. My family has to become thrifty first. And if we all become thrifty, God will be pleased and He will give us blessings. Because my family has to set the example first. So I asked my family so many times just to give me three side dishes, but they wouldn't obey me easily. Because I had only three side dishes. I had the kimchi, basically, and soya sauce, and hot pepper paste. And if I put the soya sauce and hot pepper paste on the rice, it is delicious. So I practiced being thrifty first, and I asked my family. But it was not easy for them to obey me. But some people question this too. Senior pastor says he has only three side dishes, and how come his meal has so many side dishes? At that time, I was living in Elder Hongyul Han's house now. And when they bring me this table, they bring me side dishes for three meals. And somebody who saw that the table, he questioned my words, saying, well, how come senior pastors not keeping his words? And that person, he's not in spirit now. Maybe he's not even on the rock of faith. So you cannot judge. You must not judge in any case. When I'm in my prayer house, I get side dishes for 1 week. So with that, I have to eat for the whole week. Because I knew there was going to be this hardship, I made some bus tickets available. Even until it was announced, even the president was not aware of the problem, but God told me. So from 3 weeks ago, 3 weeks prior to the IMF, I made some bus tickets available at the reception so the church members could take them, especially for the students. If they had to change the bus once, then they would need the 4 tickets to go and fro. So most of them obey. So they I prepare them with my own money. Some people, they would take a lot of them. But in most cases, they just took only as much as they need. So even though they didn't have any money, they would, many people, they, many members, even elders, many church members, they used them when they were in need. And even the elder Kyungtae Ro, he used to take those bus tickets once, but now he's become so wealthy. And if you obeyed my words and if you became thrifty, you wouldn't have suffered. Even though the country was having a hard time. Dear brothers and sisters, from now I will talk about the prophecies I made about political situations of and our relationship with North Korea. South Korea's relationship with North Korea gives us a good clue regarding when the Lord will come again. Right after the opening of the church, I said many times that we should know the Lord is at the door if we see a certain thing in our relationship with the North. That is why I sometimes prophesied on the altar some things regarding North Korea that were of importance. In October 1983, there was an act of terrorism by North Korea against South Korean government officials in Burma, and it froze the relationship between the South and the North completely. As it was made known later, the South was thinking about a counterattack against the North. In this situation, no one could confidently say anything about the future relationship between the South and the North. But I proclaimed in December 83 that the communication with the North would be re-established after 3 years. And actually, 3 years from that time, from January 87 on, they had political and military talks of high officials and prime ministers meeting between the South and the North. And there were multinational military talks for a phased disarmament. Before I prophesied, there was no communication between the South and the North at all, zero. Economic, political, and if you say anything about North Korea, you know, they would have accused you of being a spy. And if you just come down from a mountain, you know, they would have arrested you for being a spy. And because of this act of terrorism in Burma against the high officials of South Korea, it completely froze. But I said, 3 years later, the communication will be reestablished. And they thought, even 10 years later, they couldn't see, you know, any communication between the South and the North, even after 10 years. But I said, after 3 years, communication would be reestablished. Let me read the prophetic message given on December 5th, 1983, an extract. My beloved servant, no matter how much your country tries to open what was once closed, they cannot do it unless it is in accordance with my will. My beloved servant, there is the time. There is the appropriate time. So, you know, even though no matter how much you try, it can't be done. It can be done only by the permission of God in everything. So that is why God controls the world history, history of mankind and the fortune and misfortune of mankind. So because He controls everything. Those who go into Holy Spirit, how can they have a general idea about tomorrow? Because they live by the word of God. They know the testing of God. They know that they won't get involved in any airplane crash or sinking of a ferry or any accident of that kind. Because they know God will protect them. God will protect if a plane is going to crash. God will not let them get on board that plane. So even though they don't know the details, they can have a sense, general idea about tomorrow. Do you think I don't know about future? Don't you know? Oh, I'm in this kind of situation and you think I don't know what will happen to my body? I know exactly until when it'll last. If I don't know about it, I won't be able to put up with it. And so many souls will be healed because I am taking their burden. Because I know this, I can overcome. And also tomorrow night, there will be such a tremendous divine healing works. So, no matter how much your country tries to open what was once closed, they cannot do it unless it is in accordance with my will. My beloved servant, there is the time. There is the appropriate time. And you will be able to communicate again after 3 years. Saying this, God explained the things that will happen between the South and North around the time the Lord will come back. Among those things, the summit was fulfilled in the year 2000. And other things will also be fulfilled as time passes. And God said we should know that the Lord is at the door when a certain word comes up between the South and the North. Let us watch what I explained before the South-North Summit in the year 2000, the video from May 21st, 2000. For example, in December 83, I said we would reestablish communication with North Korea after 3 years. And at that time, we had recently suffered a terrorist act by North Korea in Burma, and the relationship deteriorated as a result. But after 3 years, again from January 87, they had political and military talks of high officials, prime ministers meeting between the South and North, a multinational military talks for faced disarmament. Also, in the first half of God lets know the major events in national and world situations in advance, and He also foretold us about big and small events of the church. In 83, God said there would be the summit of South and North Korea going towards the end time. And we are going to have it. And He also let me know what would happen next in detail. But because God told me to be quiet about it, I couldn't tell you about it until now. But the summit is, there were more than a score of men's mission members who heard what I prophesied at that time. And they kept quiet about it too. And I can tell you about this summit because it is happening now. After the summit, a group of people will go to North Korea. God told me in advance what would happen after the summit. Then they would say a certain word. God said, we should know that the Lord is at the door if that certain word comes out. There is a certain word, but I will not say it because it's not the time yet. As you have what God told me in 83 was fulfilled in the year 2000 after 17 years. Because God let me know about the summit in 83, so it was fulfilled after 17 years. In this same way, what God has let us know is being fulfilled as spoken. If God gave us a specific point in time, it is fulfilled at that point. But some people use their own thoughts and say, is it now? Is it some other time? And they say they cannot believe the prophecies. Oh, they say it was prophesied last year, the year before. And how come it's not fulfilled? They say these things. It might be fulfilled in 1 year, 2 years, or 10 years, or even 17 years. And it is about the future. It doesn't have to be fulfilled in a couple of years. There are some things that will be fulfilled in a couple of years, and some other things will be fulfilled much later. When the summit between the South and the North was suddenly announced, it was the talk of the town, not just in Korea, but all around the world. But when I heard the news, I felt like this is finally coming. God the Father had let me know in detail about the summit before it took place in the year 2000. So 9 days before the summit on June 4, 2000, I explained to you in the Sunday morning service that such a great scheme was hidden behind this summit. And after the summit, on June 18th, in the Sunday morning service, I explained to you briefly the location where the high officials of the North gathered and the contents of their conversations. And I gave you a very clear clue that the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-il, would not visit South Korea. Let us watch these contents from the Manmin Magazine video played on June 13th this year.
지난 2000년 6월 13일, 세계가 주목하는 사건이 일어났습니다.
World's eyes were on Korea on June 13, 2000, as the president of South Korea, President Kim Dae-jung, stepped on the land of North Korea for the first time for the Inner Korean Summit. On June 4, 2000, 9 days before the summit, in the Sunday morning service, the shepherd said that North Korea had other plans besides getting economic aid, and it was proved by a news report 2 years later. In 2002, Joseon Ilbo reported that North Korea prepared unification by force more intensively after the summit in 2000. Moreover, Kim Jong-il promised to visit Seoul at the summit, and many media covered this news. The shepherd, however, told about it differently. The father got let me know that North Korean leaders went to an underground bunker and had a discussion right after President Kim Dae-jung left North Korea, even before the airplane took off from Pyongyang. Even at that time, I told you about it briefly. Coming up, let us hear what he prophesied 14 years ago. God let me know in my prayers. As soon as President Kim's plane took off from the airport, the leaders of North Korea had secret discussions. North Korean leaders gathered and had a secret meeting. God told me what they talked about in the meeting. He said that we should know what they were talking about. Kim Jong-il attracted all the people of South Korea by welcoming President Kim at the airport. He was considered as a good man who showed proper attitude to our country. He earned South Koreans' heart and that of even the press. But it was one of their meticulous schemes that they made for each step. Except for me, the press of South Korea and that of the world and all the politicians said that the North Korean leader Kim Jong-il would visit the South. Except me, everybody, 100%. They said Kim Jong-il would visit the South. It was well known, however, Kim Jong-il, Kim Jong-il would come to Seoul to have the second summit. But will he come? Only I said that he wouldn't come. He accepted the visitation of the South and promised to come. Many were guessing that he would come on August 15th or in October for a national event. But will he really come? Everybody was saying he will come. If I say he will not come, what will I be? I will not speak more. I will not get too deep. You may know what I want to tell you because you are sensitive. Only I said he wouldn't come. And he didn't come until now. Even now. So all the press, they said he would come. And the young people, they were preparing to welcome him. And they were excited to welcome Kim Jong-il and especially college students. So they thought that he was like a monstrous enemy. And suddenly their minds were changed and they were welcoming him. And he said he would come, he himself. And everybody thought he was coming, but only I said he wouldn't come. What if I was wrong? And to be able to prophesy like that, it means I believe the word of God given 100%. And we waited and waited, and he didn't come. We waited for him the next year, but he didn't come. And he can't come forever because he died. Elders, church members, most of you remember it, right? If please raise your hands if you remember. Put it down. How can anybody prophesy something like that without the 100% assurance, conviction, confidence? Nobody can say that because I was 100% convinced. While everybody else was saying he was coming, only I said he wouldn't come. Those of you who believed my words 100%, they would have blessed. But if you doubt it, and I'm not sure, but if you believed 100%, you'd have received many blessings. I'm not telling you all the details, but in the meeting with the men's mission at Christmas, I will give you a general idea of things. In the men's mission meeting on Christmas in 2008, I said that in the coming year, North Korea would take a strong stance on the outside and even create threats of breaking out a war, but a war will never break out, but it will only calm down. I will play the audio of a men's mission meeting in 2009 on the Christmas. 북한은 대외적으로 더 강하게 보이려는 강경한 행동을 취하게 된다 제가 했습니다. I said the North Korea would take a strong stance. 같은 행동을 취하지만 결코 전쟁은 일어나지 않고 잠잠해지는 방향으로 마무리된다 했습니다. And I said it was this. North Korea would take a strong stance on the outside and even create threats of breaking out a war, but a war will never break out, but it will only calm down, so you don't have to worry. If you don't have to do any hoarding for the war. It's not really common nowadays, but they had a lot of fear in the past, and if something like that happens, they would begin hoarding. Of course, now they wouldn't do it. I don't know, maybe it's they do it, other people do that, but you don't do that. But you will never do that unless I say it.
So, 그리고 나서 2009년 한 해 동안 남북 관계
And what happened between South and North Korea in 2009? January, there was an announcement of preparation for full-scale warfare.
얼마나 긴장해야 되겠어요? 전쟁 공포가 지금 전쟁
And they said that they were preparing for the war. March, shutting off military inner Korea communication line and Kaesong's industrial area. April, launching of long-range rockets and restart of reprocessing spent fuel rods. May, second nuclear test, short-range missile launch, proclamation of ending armistice and military attack. July, launching of 7 missiles. They are saying all these scary words. July, launching of 7 missiles. November, North Korean warships crossing the border and a battle broke out. Especially on October 4th, 2009, I said North Korea would once twist the things. And 1 month after that, a coast... Especially on God said North Korea would once twist the things. And there was something of that was being twisted. I think maybe it was that God was referring to. And because of time, I will just explain. And 1 month after that, a coast patrol ship crossed the sea border and a battle broke out between the South and North. Also, North Korea began to use the expression puppet government for the South, which they refrained from using for some time, thereby twisting the inter-Korea relationship. There was a battle among the between the navies, and they began to use the puppet government once again. You couldn't have noticed at that time, but if you watch everything carefully, we can understand God gave us precise words and expressions for each event. Before the sinking of the warship Cheonan and the artillery attack on Yeonpyeong Island, God the Father let me know some things in advance. Let me read some of the prophetic message given on March 22, 2010. Right now, the U.S. and China have tension because of North Korea, and when these embers of conflict flare up, your country will suffer the most damage. Your country will suffer various massive things inside and outside the country. In the week this message was given, the warship Cheonham sank on March 26. Also, God said the following on October 11, 2010. The one who inherited the throne will make radical decisions, and radical measures will be taken to keep their system. Because their system is threatened. Some people are opposing. So by taking radical measures, they try to enhance their dictatorship. Then on November 23rd, there was the artillery attack of North Korea on Yeonpyeong Island. And the background for this attack was reported by the press. A newspaper article on December 1st, 2010 said Kim Jong-un ordered the artillery attack in the beginning of November. And there was another newspaper article on December 9 saying he was behind this attack in regard to inheriting the throne for the third generation. God the Father often lets me know about the internal affairs of North Korea. So something like that shouldn't be happening, but many times the government cheats on the people. When to have stability of the government, they create false spies, and so many professors, students were involved, and later it is revealed that they were innocent, and these people were tortured. So something like that happened very often. Even President Kim Dae-jung was accused of being a spy, so he was even tortured. And I don't know what kind of a torture it was, but they put the white cloth over the head, and they were pouring some water, maybe with some hot pepper powder in the water. And he was suffering so much. Of course, the high officials at that time, they were beaten and they were tortured. And it was no joke, even though they were political leaders. And if there is any demonstration, they would suppress them, and they would often issue a martial law, and they would announce something strange. One time, the whole nation was fooled. What is it? Because of they said that North Korea is building a dam in Kumgang Mountain, and if they blast it, the Seoul city will be flooded. So the people, they were afraid. As if it was going to happen soon. So we also have to have a dam to block the water. So they were building. In North Korea, they weren't even building this dam, and the South Korean government cheated their own people that they were building it. North Korea was building it. So they gathered the money. They collected the money from the people to build this dam. So they actually built the dam to, the people, they thought it was real. And they used it for their own political, they took it for themselves. And they were fooling the people with falsehood. Because I know all these things in so much detail, in politics, cheating on their own people, I know these things. So the reason why I'm in kind of a favor for this government is because her heart is good. He shouldn't at least cheat on her own people. She is not so evil in her heart. But the politicians have been doing that. And there was another spy incident. He is still in jail. And sometimes he writes to me. Taesik Yun. Everything was manipulated, fabricated. God the Father often lets me know about the internal affairs of North Korea. Something shocking happened in North Korea at the end of 2013. The second man in power was executed. It was said that he was killed by a machine gun. God the Father kept on telling me about the internal affairs of North Korea before that incident took place. And let me read a part of the prophetic message given on October 27, 2013. I explained that North Korea is having a hard time in all respects. The internal affairs seem to be covered or camouflaged, but internally they are having a very hard time. That is what I've been explaining. There are oppositions to current system. They are holding grudges, but they are being pressed down and they just keep quiet. But eventually, they will act. Gradually, all the opposition will be revealed. And the domestic situations are getting worse. That's what the Father is saying. Soon after this message was given, we came to know about Jang Song-taek, who used to be the second in power, was executed. And the press reported it was caused by power struggle among different agencies in North Korea. Also, God the Father let me know about the situations of North Korea after the execution of Jang Song-taek. According to the message given on December 22, 2013, on the outside, they act as though they have no problems, but the internal problem is really serious. Those who are in power will persecute the opposition to keep their power, but the opposing side will gather together hiding their grudges, and it looks like the problem with the execution of Jang Song-taek is okay now, but this is an apple of discord, which will put the leader of North Korea in a difficult situation. As the situation gets to a point where it'll be very difficult to keep their system, they will have to open their doors. So, everything has its proper time. Oh, the prophecy was given, and how come it's not fulfilled yet? It'll be fulfilled when at the appropriate time. It could be 5 years later, 10, 15 years later. And God can let us know so many years prior. Does it have to be fulfilled right away? As the word given after the execution of Jang Song-taek, who was a China watcher, the relationship between North Korea and China aggravated, and North Korea is in more difficult situation. Nowadays, we have many news reports about the relationship between China and North Korea. No cut news 12월 21일 등 Also, according to the National Intelligence Agency of South Korea, it seems Kim Jong-un has no problem maintaining his power on the outside, but other powerful persons are planning something else while obeying on the outside. In politics, in South Korea too, in politics, they had this kind of attitude. So many people, if there is a dictatorship, they seem to be obeying. They seem to be understanding and following and obeying. But inside, they plan something else. In this situation, if the alienation of the public increases, the internal breakdown would accelerate. According to the National Intelligence Agency of South Korea, the execution of Jang Seung-taek, who used to be number two man in North Korea, why he had to be executed, the internal affairs of North Korea after his execution, and their relationship with China, all these things are in perfect accordance with the words of God given about North Korea. Dear brothers and sisters, inter-Korean relationship is very closely tied with the flow of the end time. I am paying attention to their situation because we have the duty to evangelize North Korea. And God let me know recently that when the time comes, the doors of North Korea would open in a moment and we will fulfill our duty of evangelism in North Korea. This, in other words, means when things are ripe, all things will race towards the end. Sometimes it looks like God's work is being delayed, but sometimes God's work is done in a moment. In a blink of an eye, for that momentary time, we have to be prepared. We have to be ready. Look at this flow of spirit. It is done in a moment. We couldn't have imagined. I couldn't imagine people going into spirit a couple of years ago, but in a certain, in a short moment, so many people go into spirit. And there are many persons of the whole spirit too. Because it's done by God. You know, if I thought about it, it almost seemed impossible. But in a moment, it was done. And think about 1 year from now, what will happen? So many more will be in whole spirit, and so many more of you will be in spirit, and so many more of you will be on the rock of faith. And what will happen to the church? How will it be operating? Right? Even now, it looks like heaven itself. And by then, you will only try to give. You will not try to receive, but you will only try to give. You try to share everything. You will help those who are in need. And even though the church doesn't help others, you will help each other. Even now, some people, you are helping out each other. For those who didn't have enough money for their membership fee for the conference, you are helping each other. And for the summer retreat, you are helping each other. Nobody is saying, oh, I can't go because I don't have enough money. The fee is too expensive. Nobody is saying that. You are helping each other out, helping those who are in need. So I don't hear any noise. Even now, this is so. So think about 1 year later, from now on, from now. Even now, we are much better than early church in this sin-filled world. So 1 year from now, you will try to help each other and you take care of each other. So think, will we be like that or not? Or not 1 year from now? So you must never think like, I will try hard in my faith when I see the doors of North Korea open. You can keep your whole spirit, soul, and body blameless to welcome the Lord our bridegroom only when you ride on this flow now. I hope you will realize how precisely the Father God lets me know about future things to prepare for the end of days. In doing so, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will be awakened even more than now in your walk of faith. Let us pray. Let us pray together thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Father God, thank you. Let this message become life and faith. Father, thank you. Let them help them have true faith. Help them have perfect faith. Let them revere God even more. Let them not look down on God in any case, but let them love God more fervently. Father, thank you. Lay your hands on everybody. Jeju Mamin Church, 30 members are scheduled to be on ferry to Wando to come to the summer retreat. They are asking me to pray for the situation so that they can be on board the ferry so that they can come tomorrow. Father, let the waves calm down and let the ferries be operating again. Father, let the members who are coming to the summer retreat, let them come. Father, control work for everything. Julio Cesar of Cuba, cerebral hemorrhage, diabetes, heart failure, glaucoma, abnormal cholesterol level, be healed. Milko Terranova of Peru, let the lump on the left kidney disappear, be healed. Linku of India, congenital cerebral palsy, be healed, and let her learn language quickly. Let her learn to speak quickly. Yejin Im of the United States, let her move to a big and clean apartment. Liu Aijun, gastritis, be healed, and Chun Li Sha, herniated disc, and a left knee fracture, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Zhang Fu, Sun Ji, give them blessing of conception. Song Xiang Zhen, fever go away, light come. Li En, inflammation in the leg, be healed. Li Dong, cerebral apoplexy, be healed. Let him see well too. Ma Duo Lan, fear go away. Fan Jin Yi, gastritis, go away, and her son, loss of hair, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Yang Ji Ji, tumor in the uterine, be healed. Zhang Yu Xiang, headache, be healed. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Zhang Wei Chang, Wang Yan Chun Song Tao, for the blessing of conception. Yang Zhengwei, let him be freed from computer game addiction. Wang Yan, strabismus, be healed, and let him recover power of memorizing power. Sa Oyen Li, let her get the job as a teacher. Zhen Ai Guo, let her car be sold with a good price, and all the viewers and readers of In Victory and TV in Russia, bless them and heal them and solve their problems. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Light come. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Give them health, spiritually and physically. Let all the internal organs be healed and be complete. Germs and viruses go away. Cancers, third stage, last stage, lung diseases go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Skin diseases be healed. High and low blood pressure, diabetes go away. All joints and marrow, all broken bones be healed. Father, thank you. Father, take control in all the summer retreat and control all the weather conditions. And let Father, thank you for weakening the typhoon and let it go. Let it die out completely and let there be no other typhoons throughout this week and give us good weather. Father, give us good weather, cool weather. 20, 21, 22, 23, 24 degrees Celsius, give us good weather. Father, let there be swarms of dragonflies from time to time as necessary. And let there be no harmful insects like moths and mosquitoes. And Father, let there be moving of the stars and aura-like lights. And let there be abundant works of God and many foreign members from other countries. They all, let them also experience the power of God. Father, on the first day, let there be powerful and blessing works of healing. Any disease or germs, let all diseases and germs be burned and let all the diseases be healed and let all the problems be resolved. Let it be a real day of blessing. Be with us in the athletic events. Let there be no injuries. And let it be orderly and enjoyable. Athletic event and in the campfire, let everybody enjoy and be blessed. Be with all the workers and give us a happy day today. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.